You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
We've talked specifically a lot about policing, right? But the common theme in the thread is respect. Talk a little bit about respect as it relates to in the business world and how to not only motivate people, but to get people to do their best work, get people to work better in teams. How does respect play a role in that?
Well, thank you for asking that question. One of the things that we learned as we started to research respect here at the Center for Respectful Leadership is that there was a time not too long ago where you joined an organization, usually at the bottom, and you were not necessarily treated with respect. You were supposed to sort of put up with it. You were given the dirty jobs. You were had to try to prove yourself. You had to earn your boss's respect. Well, back in the day when my first job, that's exactly how I was treated. I worked on a road crew for the county of Nassau County on Long Island. I was cleaning up waste on the roads, and I was the youngest guy. I was the newest guy, so they treated me like dirt, and that was the way it was, and I was told to just suck it up. But those days are gone. And that's something we all have to realize. Back then, I was just glad to have a job. And I think many people were over the course of their lives back then. But nowadays, with full employment, basically, if you have some kind of credentials, some kind of training, some kind of experience, it's likely you can get a job relatively easy in this world. I'm not saying there still aren't hurdles, but it's a lot easier now to have a halfway decent job than it was when I was growing up. So we as employers have to realize that treating our employees with disrespect has huge implications, not only for that individual employee, but also for how they treat their colleagues and how they treat their customers. So all of our research tells us that if you have a culture where people treat each other with respect, that is going to have some significant positive bottom line impacts, all the way from customer satisfaction, all the way to retaining your best and your brightest people. One of the things we found out, if you don't mind me citing a study, is MIT and Sloan School of Business in Boston released a study in January 2022. That said, if you remember the Great Resignation, everybody was quitting their job during the pandemic and at the end of the tail end of the pandemic. And what they determined is that a toxic work environment where people feel disrespected, where they feel there's no integrity, where they feel corners are being cut and people are just used up and thrown away, a toxic work environment is 10 times more likely to cause someone to quit their job than compensation. If they didn't necessarily feel they were paid as well as they should be, and they were working in a toxic environment, they were very likely to quit. But toxic environment was the number one reason why people quit their jobs during the Great Resignation. So our point is, hey, if you treat people with respect, if you don't assume that they have to earn your respect because you're the boss, if you treat them with respect first, that will be reciprocated. And respect is also, I like to say, it's very infectious. If I treat you with respect, Elsie, it's very likely you're going to treat me with respect. And we're going to feel good about it because there's actually some brain science involved. When we're treated with respect in ways that we consider respectful, our brains release a hormone called oxytocin. You may have heard of it. It's called the love hormone or the bonding hormone. We get a little bit of that in our system and we feel good. And we logically go to, oh, I feel good because that person treated me with respect. And when we feel good like that, we're going to reciprocate. And also, we're going to treat other people with respect. So we have to remember that respect is very much a feeling. It's the result of deep primitive responses within our primitive brain. And it's not the result of rational cognitive thought. It's a feeling. And so is disrespect. And disrespect is a very powerful feeling because we are always on the lookout for threat. And disrespect is perceived by our very primitive reptilian brain as a threat. And so we're always on the lookout. We don't want to have that happen to us again. So we get hardened and we get a little bitter and we might, and you know what happens when we're under threat. We go into fight, flight, or freeze mode. And if someone disrespects you and you decide to disrespect them back, well, that can escalate really fast. Or if you decide to run away, that can escalate as well. So we believe that if once people understand the neuroscience of respect, then it's much more likely they're going to understand how having a culture of respect is so very good for their business.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.